Ennis plays it back to Curtis Jones. Jones on the halfway line, the number four, spreads it out. Left-hand side, Regan Linney now to Dodd. Dodd will try and bring it in into the 18-yard box. Plays it back to Linney. Gets it back to Dodd. Dodd slips his man back to Griffiths. Ooh, slips it in nicely. Regan Linney there to the byline. Linney across comes. It's got to be a goal. It is. It's 1-0. And it's Lewis Myers. And FC United through that bank of defence like a knife through butter. And good work on the left-hand side. We've seen already Regan Linney and Dodds linking up well. They did it with excellent effect there. And a tap-in for Myers. FC United 1-0.
Rather similar to the goal that he scored against Morecambe, Myers. Again, the setup down the left-hand side made it a formality, really.
Chastening start for the visitors. In it comes, floats in. Wharton collects, though, unchallenged. And builds again from the back now. Regan Linney over halfway. Regan Linney. Myers now pursuing this towards the byline. Oh, does well as Myers plays it back. Chance now. But 2-0, and Ennis just strokes it in with his left foot. And that really was, and we've talked about this man's cultured right foot. Well, that was with the left foot, Paul, and he just placed it in, didn't pass it into the corner.
Yeah, it was very coolly finished, and he's certainly got an eye for goal.
Potts bringing it forward. Regan Linney over halfway, got space. Oh, not makes his man, and Linney now towards the 18-yard line. Brings it infield, Linney. Oh, and gives the ball away, but it bounces fortuitously for Donoghue. Linney again, left-hand side. Lewis Myers wants somebody in the box there. And it falls now for Ennis to blast it in, 3-0. As easy as you like. The ball, Bangor defence went up for it. And then it rather sort of almost stopped him time the ball there, very conveniently for Ennis. Bounced up half volley, and he took it very sweetly, did Ennis, and no chance at all for Leon Jones. It's FC United 3, Bangor 0. Ennis dispossessed by Locke on the left-hand side. Oh, ball given away by Bangor again. Griffiths again. Linney will check. Now it's Donoghue. Oh, beautiful ball. Now Ennis with a chance for 4-0, surely. And he makes it. It was a through ball, and it was a beautiful one too. But Ennis made the perfect run there. Bangor not able to track back in time, and this is getting a bit dispiriting for the Bangor 1876 on their inaugural fixture. It's now 4-0 to FC United. We played 35 minutes. Tom Dean bringing it forward. Nice ball, left-hand side to Dodds. Dodds controls it with his head, and he goes to the box now. Dodds battling away. Can he get a cross ball in? Slides it in, Donoghue! And it's gone in, has it? It's 5-0. Not a lot of celebration now for FC.
Well, we're 39 minutes in, and I think we're good down the left.
5-0. But also, Tom Dean, we talked about Griffiths being able to pick a long ball out, but Tom Dean, that was a perfect ball out for Dodds to run onto there. And he did well, took it right to the byline, shrugged off the challenge of Jamie Thomas, whose head's a little bowed there. And these Bangor players have just got to get on with it, really. Can FC add a sixth here as we move into the 42nd minute?
16 goal attempts so far, as opposed to one.
Now Griffiths has it. Ennis gets the cross in, far post, queuing up Dean, and Jones puts it in. It's 6. It's the two centre-backs there combining, and FC have it. Akani now cross in. Myers goes up, headed rather vertically there by Thomas, and now it's Curtis Jones picking it up. Second ball now, it's with Dodds out to Ennis now, left flank. Ennis now towards the box. That's for Dodds again. Dodds, in it comes, the ball breaking for Griffiths. It's 7-0. And Dodds, I mean, it's interesting that Somers Jones, who was playing in a forward position, has dropped back almost as if to help out on the right-hand side. But whatever they try, Dodds just finds the space, has the extra yard. And it really is, every time FC come down the left-hand side, you're expecting a goal. And it's going to be interesting to see, isn't it, Paul, whether this selection of players can cut open banger in the same way that the first half lineup did.
I think the starting 11 showed some very good cohesion, as if they'd played together as a unit more, whereas this second half selection may be more mix and match, so might be a little bit more difficult for the second half 11 to put the same cohesion together.
Foles plays it forward, Niall Rodney, nice first time ball out to Hallowell. Hallowell does well there, beats his man. Hallowell into the box there, number 19, can he take a shot, can he take a, he goes himself, decent save, but on the rebound it was Niall Rodney, it's number 8. Well, that is perhaps a first answer to our little speculation there, Paul, because that was a very good move down the right hand side, and Hallowell looking really impressive there. Rodney out to the right hand side. Oh, and Hallowell, who's looked a handful, was he offside? Crossing, oh, sharp! And it is 9-0.
No, the flag was for a foul.
The flag was for foul, but the referee played on, and it was a great cross. And Hallowell, Paul, looks a handful.
He does, he got past his man very elusively there, and trademark sharp goal, really, headed in. Very straightforward.
And he.
High-quality cross.
He scored, of course, against Morecambe, and had a chance. There were chances at the end for FC in both games, and he was frustrated not to keep his run of goals going, but he'll be pleased to have got on the score sheet today. So it's 9-0 to FC United. Double figures, really more than on the cards here. Now Sharp. Sharp now for the byline. Score of that ninth goal, and he slips his man really well. Cross comes in, chance for Rodney, and oh, and it came off the defender, but it could still go in, and Chris Allman makes it 10. Well, as they made a real mess of clearing that banger, tried to clear it, felt the feet of Allman, and well, we talked about him being a potential goal scorer, he'll not get an easier one than that, and it's 10-0. Now Rodney, square ball, Carney out to the right hand side. Now Hallowell, cross ball comes in, nodded down!
Yes, and he's got it!
Chadwick! It's David Chadwick proving the doubters wrong.
Yes, but can he do it on a cold Tuesday night in Grantham?
Well, when you needed someone to dig FC out of a hole, it was David Chadwick.
I would suspect that's his first goal for round about 8 years in the FC shirt.
Up goes Chadwick there with a header. And then he tries to play it forward. And now Rodney, surely! Oh my goodness me! What an assist from Dave Chadwick! He nodded the ball, but he fell to the ground. Suddenly, somehow got a foot on it. Then Rodney strode through and scored. 12-0 FC lead. Oh, what an awful mistake. Peachy with a chance for Banger. Surely he must. Oh, good recovery from Morris. Oh, and another chance now. Oh, it's gone! And it's gone through Walker's legs. And it's Ben Lundstrom. On the turn there, Lundstrom. The ball fell to him. FC appeared to have cleared the danger. But it fell for Paul Lundstrom. He took a left foot shot with some power on it, but it was a simple save for reserve keeper Mason Walker, but it went through his legs, and it's 12-1.
And if memory serves, didn't it take us about 3 games to score our first goal? So yes. Banger already ahead.
Torpy at Blixton.
Yes. Yeah.